Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. Now, deeply, deeply grateful I am you chose to be with me on the first day of July 2018. We're going to be looking at people's opinions about freedom and what that means. So I ventured into looking at some questions about what it means to have freedom and all of that other good stuff. But before we get into that, I want to remind you that these radio programs and our TV program that you see on the Aspire website at aspire.org are all supported solely and entirely upon your tax-deductible gifts. It is only through your contributions that we are able to sustain our radio program and our TV programs. And I want to thank again my sponsors. I do all the time. They don't, I don't even think they understand how important Aspire is and what their contributions do to serve humankind, but they do a great deal. And people in all sorts of areas of this community that I live in and all over the world who come to the Aspire website to watch the Aspire TV programs, listen to these radio programs, read commentaries, podcasts, videocasts, all the things I do to serve humankind are there because of the kindness and the generosity, of our sponsors. So I want to thank them, and I want to thank you for listening, and I hope that you will consider joining our sponsorship. It is the only way in which this whole effort that I am trying to make can be preserved and sustained. If you go to the website at aspire.org, you will see support there in the middle of the page. If you click on that, a drop-down menu will ensue, and you can read all about why support Aspire. And that's a very good question, and it's very important. It sustains not only the program, but allows me to go to hospice and do my hospital work. It is very, very, very important. I am not a political person. I'm not a political junkie. But I do live in this country like you do. And I do see what's going on in our country. I do see the awkwardness of it all, the selfishness, all of the things that go on. So I am not here to be a political person. I'm not supporting this side or that side. I have no sides to support. I'm just going to talk about what is in the middle, what this whole thing is about. I get oodles and oodles of comments about me and about my supposed political points of view, which I have none. I do have, like anybody else, an opinion, and you know that's usually attached to the buski of all of us. So I have my definite feelings about things. Those are emotional. They should not be taken seriously. I don't take them seriously, but I get oodles of questions about politics and the way the world's going. Finally, some people are waking up a little bit to figure out that, hey, maybe this system that we're in has been corrupted. Ooh, really? You think? So we're here in what I call Nazi America. And we have our leader who seems to not have a great deal of respect for the sense of freedom, but neither do we. We just want our freedom. So we get what we are. And if you don't like the way your government is and the way it looks or sounds or acts, it's only because of us. You know, it is us. It is we the people that is the issue. So let's get into the questions. I wanted to give you that that warning up front before we get into the program as to what's going to be said. First question comes from Ted. He does not tell me where he lives. Greg, we are a free people, the greatest country, I think, in the world. Is it wrong for us to not go out and try to help others have the same? And what is this inner freedom we have, the ability to think and do what we want? Ted. Ted. We are not the greatest country in the world. That has been proven. We can't do whatever we want, I guess, unless you're president. Then you can, as he said, shoot somebody whenever you want and whenever he wants, and no one will do anything about it. I just think you have to understand, freedom is a quality of consciousness. It is not the state of a government. A government does not define freedom. Freedom lives within us. It is not the ability to do whatever we want. Freedom is not to do what I want. Freedom is a state of being that one arrives at when they have awakened to who, and, well, really, I should say, have awakened to what they are. Then the who follows. But that's not the way we live. We live with the idea that we can handle freedom. We can't. We don't even know what it is. You are talking about freedom in the outer world. You are talking about freedom that governs the body, the human carcass, to be able to do what one wants to do whenever one wants to do it. In other words, that's a license for pleasuring oneself, for gratification. That is not what this whole thing here is about. It is about something far greater than that. This whole experience of life that we are in right now is not a matter of freedom, but it does afford us the ability to find out what authentic freedom really is and how it pertains to the meaning of our existence, the meaning of our life. What good is outer freedom, I ask you, Ted, if you don't have the inner freedom, if you don't understand the nature of inner freedom? Was Buddha a free man? No, he wasn't. He had to live in the forests. He had to run from his brother, who was constantly after him, trying to kill him. He was a very pissed off person, as it were. Was Jesus free? No, he was not. He lived under the regime of the Roman government. He even talked about paying taxes. Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, unto God the things that are God's. He would say, he was crucified by the government. Was he free? Did he have the freedom for a trial? No. Where the body is concerned, we are in a certain kind of law. We are subject to certain kinds of physicality laws. You can't give people their freedom. They will run amok. Freedom is a matter of inner maturity. You have to be an extremely mature person. You can't be philosophical. You have to be spiritually mature. You have to know how to live in the world, but not let the world live in you. Now, we don't care about that. We have no sense of discipline. We see discipline as the restriction of freedom. It isn't. It is only through my discipline that I am free, that I would never do anything or make anything to harm another person, even though it might make me tons and tons of money. I still wouldn't do it because it would hurt other people. Now, that's the way I'm built. I would never have made cigarettes or cheated with drugs or done the things that pharmaceutical companies have done. You think about it. Would you make a product that would hurt tens of thousands of people, millions of people, for the sake of lining your own pocketbook, even if it were, let's shall we say, illegal. Would you do it? Freedom depends upon a certain integrity that we have no interest in. We are only interested in gratification, not in our integrity. And we have to regain our integrity as individuals before we can have any sense of freedom. My integrity depends upon the state of love that I have realized. Real love, not emotional love, not the pandering kind of love, not the emotional kind of love, not the human experience of it, but authentic love. I mean, real love, the big heart kind of love. And frankly, you have to be intelligent enough on the inside of yourself to understand that big-heartedness. That's a very, very, very important and integral part of freedom, the discipline not to do those things that would benefit you but hurt others. And I don't know anybody who is into that. I really don't. You flash the money and that's the end of that. So we have some serious issues. Our issues are not political, Ted. They're not. They're not even social, but they borderline on that. They're individual. Do I know love or do I not know love? What is it that I do? How is it that I live on the inside of myself? These are the bigger questions, the more important questions of life. I'm sure this wasn't the answer you wanted, but please forgive me anyway, hey? I give you great cause to have the freedom to forgive me. Namaste. We are enamored with patriotism. We are enamored with fireworks and all sorts of things that have nothing to do with the meaning of what true freedom is all about. It's just interesting how a few songs here, some fireworks there, and we think, oh my God, we're the greatest country on the earth. It cracks me up. Next one comes from James. He does not tell me where he lives. Greg, I seek freedom. And I fear that it must live within me. Can any one of us feel really free when we are not on the inside? I don't know if I have the coping mechanism to deal with being encumbered by government and life in general. James, listen to me and listen to me well. Life is not encumbering you. As you put it, that's what intrigued me about your email. That really intrigued me. Encumbered by life? Life is freedom. The freedom that only love can give. It is the body. The body and the mind that encumber us. It is the body and the mind that are choking us to death. It is the body and mind that is suffocating us. The body is afraid of dying. The body is based in human emotion, DNA, genetics. Who knows who's in your genetics? Who knows what's going on inside of there? I don't know what's going on inside of mine. I've got Ed and Jean, my mother and father, and then I've got a slew of people in my body that have been there for centuries and centuries that my mother and father copulated and made a body out of through me. And then making me, I go into this world without knowing what the blueprint of my body is. And it's sending me all sorts of signals. You should do this. You should do that. I need this. I want that. Wouldn't it be great if we had this and we didn't have that? All of these emotional impulses. We are totally impulsed by our emotionality. And so it is very difficult for any and all of us to understand freedom, because no matter what you do to make your body feel comfortable, I guarantee you there is a price to pay for that in and of the world. Now, who wants to understand the situation of that, the whole idea of consequence. How are you going to understand your consequences and what they mean? Consequences are very big things. Consequences are what I have enacted and put into motion through living out of impulse and desire, ambition, pride, vanity, all those things that we do, all of us. So, what freedom can you have when you are governed by impulses that have nothing to do with freedom, but doing nothing but making you and I more, as you put it, encumbered by the physicality of our life, by the physical body? If you look at it, we can only do what the body tells us to do. We can only do what our life expresses through the body, and it isn't much of a life. Real life doesn't get to seep through us, not at all. The life that we know is the impulses that we have in our body. How do you quench the thirst of your physical body? The desire, the ambitions, all the things that you think would make it proud and wonderful. How do you deal with that? Or do you deal with it? If you really, really look at it, the body is the mechanism that encumbers us to a tyranny that is absolutely ruthless. You have no control over the length and width of your longevity. You have none. You can eat all the health food you want. You can jog. You can stay fit. What is the old bumper stickers say? Eat right, stay fit, die anyway. Your body is a living time bomb right now. It is ticking towards death, towards some sort of illness. You're not free in that. There is no such thing as freedom. In this country, we gave up habeas corpus, so we're not free there either. And if you look at the way we are, the way we live, it is in accordance with our body. We are only living to preserve the body so it does not die, because we are afraid of death. And that is the truth. We are absolutely afraid of death. We don't want to die. We have our own ideas and images about what it is to die, whether you go here or go there, or this happens or that happens. We have our own issues and our own beliefs. We are suffocated by them, and we don't want to grow. We don't want to mature, and we don't even know what growing and maturing even means. But we continue this jaunt into what I call my Greg Penn stupidity. You want to know freedom? You must know love. You want to know the authentic? You must go beyond the ideals of right and wrong, good and bad. You must transcend the body. You must use your mind in a different way. Instead of trying to figure out how to pleasure the body, how to please the body, how to make the body happy, you must think in terms of transcendence. This requires a mind that doesn't think, a mind that isn't interested in thoughts, in some kind of method, a methodology of being able to be independent from others or to have what we want. We are all interdependent upon each other, whether we like it or not. We are related to each other, whether we like it or not. The answer is found in our oneness, in learning how to have great respect for that which can't be taught. It must be lived. It is, and I'll tell you what it is. It is this thing. It is this gap. It is this space. where there is no thought inside, where the true life lives, the true freedom exists. Freedom exists only in love. It does not exist in government, in the world, in people, in objects, in things. True freedom is only in love, real love. And nothing can take that love away from us except ourselves. We are the ones that can do that. You must look at your life from a much deeper point of view. I hope that helped you. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question. How is discipline, as you speak of it in your TV programs, real freedom? Jake. Discipline is not doing those things that hurt me. That's how I define it. And I have talked about it in many a TV program. We think discipline is not doing the things we want to do or that we like to do, like eat chocolate or have a banana split or something like that. The discipline not to eat that. Well, there is that. And there is that. But true discipline is not doing those things that hurt me. I want you to consider it hurts you when you are indifferent to meditation, when you are indifferent to love, when you are indifferent to compassion, when you would rather be vengeful or prideful than compassionate and loving. There's an issue. And you can't say to a person, don't be vengeful, because they will. Their emotions are screaming and yelling, I want vengeance, I want vengeance. They can't get away with this. But that's none of my business what they get away with. My business is I am no longer free because I've taken offense to what they've done. Now I am not free anymore. I can't think outside the box of anything. I am just angry and hostile. And I want vengeance on people. And that is not the way. The fool's milk, as Buddha talked about it, sours very slowly. But once it sours, it is awful. It tastes sweet, the fool's milk, in the beginning, but it does sour as we go on in our life. Don't sour. Jake, don't let yourself sour. Don't let yourself get pessimistic or even optimistic. There is something beyond our pessimism and our optimism that is very important. It is called the meaning of our life. And it sustains a way within you of understanding the heart and the meaning of the heart, the meaning of your life. So if you're going to do anything that is going to be substantial in your life, let it be that you achieve the freedom to no longer be bound by your own jealousy, pride, need for vengeance, and the desire for something more in your life. More is not better. That's one of my little phrases. It really isn't, because the more you want, and the more you get, the more you will think, and that will lead you to being captured by your body, by your desires, by your ambition, by your pride, and you're caught. And there's nothing you can do but live it out in that way, and that is reckless. And that makes us ruthless. I hope that helped. I really do, Jake. Thank you for your kind comments. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste. I'm out of here. I hope this helped you in some way. Please understand, I'm not a political junkie, as it were, but I want you to see that we the people are the issue, and the freedoms that we have or don't have are due to what we have or don't have within us. Have a beautiful, beautiful 4th of July. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.